right, that was D-Generation with Apocalypse Kids, Jesse Malin's initial punk outfit. That CD came out last year. It's 802 WMFO in Medford. Have a lot of new music, a lot of it local stuff that I have just got a hold of. I went to the Tom Baker and the Snakes release party, which was at O'Brien's this past weekend, and I picked up some new stuff by him. I'm going to play a little something of that right now. This is called this EP. Well, it's a full length, so I guess it's a CD. I think there's a vinyl coming out later. This is called Lookout Tower is the name of the CD, and this is something off of that.
Good, you must have. ahead, cranking out right out loud. Saw a man, he knew the sound. His record collection was well endowed. He turns my world upside down, showed me things I'd never found. Wish I had the tapes I sold.
Cheap cassettes.
That was Lucky Day by Springsteen. Before that, The Figs, the song called Cheap Cassettes. Before that, a band, The Cheap Cassettes, with the song Get Low. Just got a CD by them. That's a Rumbar release with The Cheap Cassettes. The name of the disc is All Anxious All the Time. It's pretty good. I just got a hold of it, as I said, this past weekend. I'll be playing quite a bit in the next couple months. Tom Baker and the Snakes kicked that set off with Gotta Find Her off of their brand new release called Lookout Tower. It's 818 WMFO in Medford. Usually, I'm fighting a cold here, but we'll get through it. Usually this time of year, we're in the midst of 2 feet of snow and 20-degree weather and wind chills and all that. Past 2 years, though, we really haven't had a winter, including this one. We had a couple of storms, but it's been extremely mild. I think tomorrow's going to be up near 70 again. And I have no problem with that because I'm a summer guy. I don't like 1 inch of snow, never mind a foot. And 3 years ago, I think, was a rough one. But these past 2 years, there's been no winter to speak of. And it's not normal. As I said, I personally, I don't have a problem with it, but I don't think it bodes well for the planet. And Donald Trump and his company don't believe in global warming. Doesn't fit in with their dismantling of the EPA and whatnot. But I think it's pretty obvious that there's something going on out there that is not the way things should be. But I'm going to play a song now that is called The End Is Here. I really don't think the end is here. So I don't think this isn't something I think is going to happen in the next 10 years. Maybe in 100 years or so, we get something to worry about. But this is something by a band called Offworld. We'll be right back. kind of getting away from my 2-3 minute jams here tonight a little bit. That was Black Joe Lewis, clocked in at, I think, about that was close to 5-6 minutes long. But it's a great CD by him, just came out, called Backlash. The song was Lips of a Loser. Before that, The Bouncing Souls with Writing on the Wall. Offworld, The End is Here, off of Grey Dawn. That's another one that was well over 4 minutes. And before that, I should say, in that first set, I also played Andrea Gillis with All Over Again. It's 8:33. Keep the tunes going. This is a nice little love ditty by the Japan Droids that also is a bit lengthy.
The soul between Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Freshly shorn, and the moon was weak, and an empty street stretched out before him. He was 39 on December 10th, with a birthday 2 weeks away. The train went clickety-clickety beneath his feet, and his clothes didn't fit so good anymore. He could see his breath as he rode between the coach and the dining car. Home seemed so far away, but he got there in less than half a day. He knew the world had kept spinning all the time he was gone, but he couldn't say how it had changed. She talked to him quietly, looked him in the eye and said, "You can stay as long as you like." He smiled a little smile when she opened the window and let a little breeze inside. He split two cords of wood and he painted the fence, and he ate good food every day. She got him a job fixing cars for her uncle. He liked getting dirty, then getting clean. And when he laid down at night and held to her hand, he thought This is my sweet reward. This is my sweet relief. This is what I waited for. This is what I've been praying for.
All right, that was John Doe with Sweet Reward. I think that's a great song. I've seen John Doe a bunch. John Doe, I think, is one of those people that know punk, respect, and know of John Doe, but I think he's underrated in a sense. He's one of the founding members, of course, of X, and he's still putting a lot of great music out, and that's a great song about, simple song about two people just finding each other. CD was The Westerner, came out last year. And I've seen him solo, and he just played, I guess, Club Passim. I didn't know about it. I definitely would have gone if I had known. I saw him at Atwood's, I think it was last year, off of this, touring for this, the Westerner. But he really is something special. Before that, The Connection with Get Out of Denver. This is a CD of covers. CD is called Just for Fun. Get Out of Denver was made famous by Bob Seger. I don't think Bob Seger wrote it. I think it's one of those songs that's from way back in the day, and he's covered it, but he brought it to whatever fame it had anyway. Before that, the Japan Droids, True Love, and A Free Life of Free Will. Long titles for these guys. Name of the CD is Near to the Wild Heart of Life. It's 8:44. The hour's kind of going by quick. I'll be back one more time to say see ya. Right now, this is something by Carissa Johnson.
I doubt you know what you really want. I've been so numb, I can't imagine what it'll take to begin again. That's why I'm holding this heavy head so low. I've got no clue where the minutes went. I doubt you know what your kisses meant to me. Sometimes I feel like I'm fading.
Gonna aim, you better shoot for the heart. And nine times out of ten, it always works, but not with me. I'm a bulletproof lover, baby.
Speakers I ever heard.
All right, that was the Orwells with a song called Buddy. Then new CD, Terrible Human Beings. Before that, Lily Black, Waiting for a Change. New release by her called My Own Hero. We have a copy here at WMFO. Bulletproof Lovers, new stuff by them with I Am My Radio. CD's called Shot Through the Heart. Opened it with Carissa and The Fool from Only Roses. 856. That's it. WMFO in Medford. You're listening to Skybar. Thanks for listening. And I'm going to close with something by, let's see, Green Day. And we'll see you next week. Thanks. Kicks and I want to start a rage.